Can start with feeling the out breath, if you wish. What we call out breath. Without anticipating what it will be. And maybe tuning into a sense of energy falling down the front of the body with the out-breath. And as part of our arriving here in the hall for this session, as well as here in this place for the retreat, as well as further into our own path within our lifetime. We can just feel where there's any thoughts floating around or attacking or taking up some space. And letting all those things fall out with the out-breath. And just be naked for a little bit. What could go wrong, what has gone wrong, what could go right, what has gone right. All of that. With all of those corners. And energy and dust just falling out. And maybe there could be a sense of energy traveling or rising up the back of the body with the in-breath. And just letting that freshness rise up. Fill in. Letting the back be allowed to be wide and long and full with life. Allowing presence in the back of the body. And each in-breath can be a remembering, an open sort of invitation of filling. And with the out-breath, the open invitation, any time to allow the chest and shoulders and face to go off duty. To be off guard. And then just briefly, we can ask ourselves, how are you? We can just give a little time. For deep friendship inside. Just to open the possibility that one of the deepest friendships of our lifetime is with ourselves. And just as in a time together with a close friend who really gets you, respects you, loves you, sometimes sees you more than you see yourself. And lets that work in your favor rather than using it against you. So to be known and to be safe. To be met with love. And clearly, in detail. How time with a friend like that can be, how are you? And there's one conversation, and how are you? And it keeps unraveling and getting more and more loose and intimate. And close. So we have time together with ourselves today. From time to time, just to hear how are you? And to feel what rises right up front, right away. Like what's coming close to be in the front, to the camera. And also, how are you? What's hiding back there? What else is going on? So there can be a lot of room for everything. We might feel sad and happy, lonely and connected, excited and dull. And even just the journey of getting to know what is it to feel something, what is it to be somehow, how there's body involved and mind thinking involved, and emotional heart. And today the chance to feel the body part especially of the mind state, the so-called mind state. So from time to time, not only when our mind state is bothering us or somehow getting our attention, but just from time to time, the chance to just check, what's the chemistry or what's the flavor of this body consciousness web just now? Without disturbing what's happening, just tuning in and feeling there's some stillness. And some energy that we could easily translate as anxiety, but maybe it isn't. If we just stay with the body sensation, where do you feel what? And with practice, that can come clear. And in the clarity, tap into some intelligence. And responsiveness. So when we can gradually get in touch with the living experience of sad and happy, for the living experience of yummy. Where do you feel it? And what do you feel there? Being in touch to that aliveness through the feeling can help us recover a knowing of what our needs are and also a carefree responsiveness. Precise response in the world. Precise response inside. Just the right medicine, just the right nourishment, just the right rest starts to become possible. Just by bumbling along, we recover some precision. So if we notice they're sad and happy, for example, sadness maybe just needs some room to be sad for a while and not be wrong. And so just feeling that shape and texture and that place in the body or those places . And sometimes it can be helpful to feel as if we let that float in a sea of softness. Respectfully, letting it be, not good, not bad, just here as it is. And let it unfold. And then the happy part maybe also just needs some space to be happy. Maybe make some adjustment in the body very gently around the heart, for example, or around the pelvis or the knees. So that there is enough room for the happiness. And we can be aware of our pattern. If we tend to be more into feeling low, then giving it room, but not all the room. Feeling for what's hiding from the camera. And if low is not allowed, then similarly giving some room. Just to feel the dignity of whatever may come in the human experience. And feeling how all of that, there's room for all of that. And there's still more room. Because there can be sad and happy, or there can be angry and clear and excited. There can even be panic and gentleness. And still we can feel the ground. Or our toes and the space between them. And we can feel aliveness behind the scenes in everything. Even when we feel really caught up in a story about how hard this is or how good or how it does fit or doesn't fit, or what we should have done last week or what we're going to do tomorrow. Can we really allow the recognition that feeling and those words are happening in our field? A bit beyond our control, and say. And we don't really know where those words come out of and what they're made of. Same with the feelings. We don't know exactly where that comes from. We do know that we all share them, however much we might think we're the only ones. We do know we all share those emotions. With all the animals. All the mammals. And similarly with the body and the breath, it's not quite in our control. It's not of our doing. And we can discover that there's more space and more space for it all. And be at rest with it through the possibility that there's not a right or wrong. There's what hurts and there's what feels good. And by resting, we're recovering our capacity to feel within what hurts in a growthful way and what hurts in a destructive way. What feels good in a hurtful way, and what feels good in a growthful, life-sustaining way. We're recovering that nonverbal ability through resting, through just being here. Through letting simplicity be delightful sometimes. Through letting ourselves be ourselves sometimes, as much as possible. So coming back to sound and ground and out-breath, if you wish. Letting it happen by itself. Knowing the difference between my imagined out-breath that happens just before it happens or happens while it's happening, that image and mind-created feeling, and how that's different from the direct experience, direct feeling. Wide, full, long, alive back. Giving up right and wrong in the front. accepting our just here-ness.
Thank you. Does anyone have a question or anything to share? So feel free, do you have a,
just a comment really, that that process of getting naked, just to be, that's just a lifelong thing, isn't it? Every day, back to square one, that's how it feels.
It keeps getting good and good. There's a poem by Wendell Berry to another writer.
Of course there is.
Like Hayden Carruth or something like that. I haven't heard of, has anyone read him?
Carruth,
yeah. And Wendell is just like, wow, you did it. And then the comment, though, from writer to writer is, we could say you're at the peak of your career, but let's say you've made a beginning. And that would be the best we could do, is keep making a good beginning.
Yeah.
So feeling, but really feeling, not as a, it can sound like a second prize or something, consolation prize. It's deep, like to really get that, all of that, like it feels humbling to feel like a beginning. But is humble a bad place to be?
Mm-mm.
It has a goodness in it. There's nourishment is allowed in all directions, also from you. In, out. And then the power of beginning, the power that's released in a beginning, like something sprouting. There's such a freshness. So if we can really let that awaken, like let that realization happen that this is good. That's the same, what I was trying to say about advancing and retreating. Like we keep thinking that's good out there, over there when I get there, and we keep finding that this is good. Doesn't fit our story whatsoever. And even that feeling of kind of bumbling at the beginning, to be free to bumble. Is that a word? Bumble?
Mm.
It's really true, like the words we've heard, but that the childlike freshness or innocence that can kind of almost surface when we realize we're beginning. So helpful. So smart. Anyone else want to say or ask anything? So I'm just really glad to be here with you. I want to say that again. And to enjoy the chance of staying in the hall longer, if you feel like it. And also just the simple walking human being on the earth, lying on the earth, just through the day. Thank you so much for being here and being yourself here.